Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Well, fortunately, while I do have to get up early, at least I have to get up early with Mark and Kristen.
But, well, that's exciting.
That's a ball of sunshine, right? Here at this time of the day.
Sure.
Well, come on, guys. Let's kick it off here with a little bit of, in this segment, with a little bit of focus on what today is, in addition to it being a beautiful Wednesday, June 14th. What else is it, Kristen?
It's Flag Day, Jeff.
It's Flag Day. What in the world is Flag Day?
Oh, well, Jeff, it symbolizes, it celebrates and symbolizes
all that practice Kristen paid off. See that? How about that?
Oh, Jeff.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So, no, anyways, it is Flag Day today, and we celebrate Flag Day as a symbol and as the history of our American flag. And it was President Woodrow Wilson that issued a proclamation establishing today, June 14th, back in 1916, that today would be Flag Day.
All right. It's a nice little precursor, warm-up for the big holiday celebrating America coming up in just a couple of weeks now, July 4th.
Yeah, so if you haven't hung up your flag yet, you better find it and dust it off.
Yeah. There's something beautiful about this time of year. You see the, you know, it starts kind of the summer season in terms of nationalism and recognizing the beauty of America and all it stands for and all the rest. Starts out kind of a Memorial Day weekend kicking off the summer. You see lots of American flags out. You're going to get them on Flag Day today. Certainly we're going to get them on July 4th and ending the summer at Labor Day. I don't know. It's great to display a flag recognizing the grandeur of our great country. So, all right. Now, in addition to that, we want to turn our attention back to now e-commerce and the biggest driver. It's known. And we talked about this, I believe, a week or two ago. Biggest driver in e-commerce these days is what's called user-generated content. And that is where instead of an advertisement, instead of all the fluff that any company or any brand can pump out to make themselves sound great and look great, user-generated content now is the thing consumers turn to most. Why? Because it's seen as the most authentic. You know, that's what drove the power of influencer marketing for a long time. It was not celebrities. It was not paid endorsers. It was just regular old people who may have gotten on to, say, TikTok or whatever it may be. They established a following. They became an influencer. And then they could be then paid, now in big money being paid in many cases, to promote products. Well, that really, what drove that phenomenon is that these influencers were seen as more authentic. But then when the big money came, now influencer marketing starting to tail off because once again, whether they're a celebrity, it doesn't matter who they are. It's clear to everyone that they're endorsing a product because now influencer marketing has become a thing and they're paid. So now what do we turn to as consumers to get that authenticity and that driver, the power of a driver of a, to make us make a purchase? Well, now we need more authenticity. Where do you find it? User-generated content. So that's in the form of comments left on a product that they may have purchased, say, at Amazon or wherever it may be. It is in the form of photos. It's in the form of recognition that this is a, what do they call the buyer? When a verified buyer. That's the power of user-generated content. Well, the most powerful aspect of it is the review. We talked about this, as I said, a couple of weeks ago. The review. And we all acknowledge that from time to time, not always, but from time to time, we'll, even Anne will leave a review from time to time, selectively, as will you, Kristen, Mark, and I. But the thing is this, we rely on them. Whether we leave them or not, we certainly all acknowledge that we rely on them heavily to make a purchase. Well, here's the thing. Now, user-generated content, like influencer marketing, is getting a little tainted. And it's becoming a problem. It's becoming less reliable because it's so powerful and driving people to make a purchase now that, of course, there's cheating. Of course, there's fake reviews being left. There's paid reviews. There are companies that will do the reviews for you. And here, these are the things we count on to determine whether or not we make our purchase. And now this is polluted. So much so that it was just announced a couple of days ago that Amazon has literally filed a lawsuit, happened this week in Seattle, challenging and trying to combat fake reviews, now even trying to use a lawsuit to do this. This particular lawsuit is against operators of a site called Nice Discount. And Amazon's alleging that they engaged in a scheme to encourage fraudulent product reviews. It's gotten that bad. Amazon even having to file a lawsuit against a company that apparently ran a kind of a whole, really from the bottom up, fake kind of a user-generated content kind of generator called a product tester club, where really what they were doing is getting people to test the product and they would publish fake reviews. And the lawsuit says that this company needs to go. They need to pay dearly because that decays Amazon's authenticity in its review system. So big problem. I don't know how you guys feel about user-generated content, consumer reviews, all the rest, but Amazon now even having to turn to the court system to help the great, powerful Amazon combat these fake reviews.
I actually kind of wondered when this was going to happen, to be honest with you, because when you look at an Amazon product and you see the reviews at the bottom, you know, it's hard to decipher. Some people write a lovely review. Some people write a couple of words. Like you said, some people add a picture. And now you don't know. Is it AI generated? Was somebody paid to write it?
Exactly.
It's hard to decipher through it. And so a lot of times, honestly, I skip over it because I'm like, okay, I can't decipher.
And isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
I just said it's the number one driver
of
a consumer making a purchase today. And now you are skipping over it.
It's hard to sift through what's accurate and what's not. Even the star reviews. I mean, I know that I've given a 5-star, you know, just because I want to get over to the next screen. We talked about that last week, how easy it's made. So this is a problem. It really is a problem.
It really is. And you know what? It's a real shame.
Yeah,
well, one thing that doesn't need any reviews, that's for sure, is the great Paul W. Smith Show coming up next. Ann Thomas standing by. Good morning, Ann. I know we took a little extra time there, but what do you have coming up for us on the Paul W. Show?
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. This morning, we are going to be talking about the economic impact of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, and it was pretty significant. So that's going to be a really good story for us. And Sean Belegian is in for Paul this morning, so stay tuned. Lots coming up on the Paul W. Smith Show.
All right, great. Looking forward to it as always. Looking forward to hearing from Sean and you in the next hour, starting with the right after news, weather, and sports in the 6 a.m. hour. We'll go to the Paul W. Show next here on WJR.